Since March of 2008, the Rhode Island State Police has been quietly enforcing an executive order issued by Republican Governor Don Ciccieri. State police here commonly check the immigration status of suspected criminals and people pulled over for things like speeding. Rhode Island State Representative Peter Palumbo, a Democrat, supports the order. In a state struggling with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, he says illegal immigrants are just too big of a drain on resources.
They're costing us somewhere between $150 to $350 million a year in taxpayers' money.
Unlike the controversial Arizona immigration law, immigrants are not required to carry documents with them in Rhode Island, and local police are encouraged but not mandated to enforce it. Still, opponents say it's too much.
Well, there is people who have said, things are terrible here. I want to move to Massachusetts.
Fred Ardonez is the executive director of an immigrants' rights group based in Providence.
You also have people less willing to report crimes or people less willing to be witnesses of crime.
The state says there are no hard numbers available to show how many have been detained or deported because of the executive order. This is an issue that's been debated since it took effect more than 2 years ago, and it's clear it's a debate not going away.